The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now as Jesus and his disciples went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you all from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. One of my favorite movies, besides all the Star Wars movies, but is Dinner for Schmucks. Now, this is a movie from about 10 years ago now, and it stars Paul Rudd back before he became Ant-Man and really grew in popularity, and it also stars Steve Carell back before he became a Silver Fox. And in this movie, Paul Rudd's character is this young businessman who is aspiring to climb this corporate ladder and to get a corner office on the floor above his. And he makes it, except for this one condition that the boss lays on him. He says, "Hey, you have to come to my house for dinner." Now, this is no ordinary dinner, because the purpose of this dinner is to invite someone who's a little peculiar, and at the end of the night, all of the business associates award a trophy to the weirdest person there. So Paul Rudd, wrestling with this dilemma, is driving, and it seems divine intervention strikes as he hits Steve Carell with his car. And now Steve Carell was collecting a dead mouse in the street because he likes to taxidermy mice and make scenes of these taxidermied mice. As the movie progresses, Paul Rudd's character really could care less about Steve Carell's character. See, Paul Rudd has made this assumption about who Steve Carell is in this movie, and he's not changing it. He's not listening to Steve Carell's story. No, it's just this weird person that I'm going to use for my personal gain. On the flip side, Steve Carell is trying to be super involved in Paul Rudd's life and is busying himself helping out Paul Rudd. But in the typical movie humor fashion, all of the help is actually hurting. And you see, both of these characters combined makes up Martha from our gospel story today. See, Martha was both too busy to actually get to know Jesus on a deeper level, and she was helping so much that she was actually missing the person next to her. See, this story from today has to be one of the most important in the Bible. You can tell simply because of where Luke places it. You see, Luke was a very gifted author, and so the stories in Luke are put in the order for a reason. This chapter starts out with the commissioning of the 72, or 70, depending on how you count, followed by the Good Samaritan, which is arguably one of the most well-known stories of Christianity. Then after our gospel reading from today, Jesus teaches us to pray what has now become known as the Lord's Prayer. So this story, it's got to be pretty important, right? And like I said, it is. This chapter of Luke is sparking one of the greatest countercultural movements in the Bible. You see, for these 72 to be commissioned and go out into towns and tell the gospel, that's revolutionary. For the Good Samaritan to actually happen, of someone crossing the boundary of the class of citizen they are to help someone that they would normally not associate with, that's revolutionary. So what's so revolutionary about this story? See, it's often perceived that this story is a boastful movement to women's right in the Bible. Now, don't get me wrong, Luke does write a lot about women and uplifts women in the Bible, but this story is not that. You see, this story, regardless of if it was two women or two men, or a woman and a man, or really any combination of people, would have been just as revolutionary. You see, this story was so revolutionary because Jesus is telling Martha, Martha who is busy making his home, her home perfect for him, that, hey, hospitality doesn't matter. What matters is listening to me. And that was huge. You see, because hospitality in the time of Jesus was the single most important thing you could do for a guest. If someone showed up at your house, you were expected to let them in, feed them, give them a place to stay, and make sure their stay would receive 5 stars on Yelp. So for Jesus to tell Martha, don't worry about any of the typical things that you are supposed to be doing, it's one of the most revolutionary statements Jesus has made in the Bible. So what was so important about what Jesus was saying? I mean, yeah, it's Jesus, so a lot of what Jesus said was important. But Jesus was in the process of telling us the gospel, the good news. And Jesus found this gospel and good news so important to share that he said, sit, listen to me as I tell you this. And that's the law today, right? The law in our gospel today is that we are supposed to sit and listen to the stories of those around us. And even when we have assumptions about what that person is going to say or who that person is, we are still charged by Jesus to sit and listen to their story. So if that's the law, then what is the gospel? Because I've been told I need to include some more gospel. Well, here's the gospel. Jesus, after this, goes on to die in a humiliating fashion on the cross and be raised again and bring salvation for humanity. And you're like, yeah, I know that good news. Or even if you don't, you might have heard it on the streets. But really, this good news is what Jesus is conveying to us in this story. Jesus is saying, because of what I am going to do, because of this tremendous act on the cross, you have permission to live out the law in your life. You see, without Jesus, the law is basically useless. There's a reason why in the Lutheran tradition we talk about things being gospel and law at the same time. Because without the gospel, without this great story of Jesus, without the story that Jesus was trying to share with Mary and Martha and those in the house, there would be no law. There would be no going and listening to other people's stories. There would be no loving your neighbor as yourself. There would be no going out and helping people without the gospel or good news. And that's conveyed in Dinner for Schmucks. You see, as Paul Rudd's character development happens, he realizes that the law of the business world was he had to do what his boss said to get this promotion. But Paul Rudd realized there was so much more to life than that. He realized how powerful simply sitting there and listening to someone could be. He realized that he could hear Steve Carell's slightly weird life story and love and accept him for who he is. And you see, while that's just a movie, in our lives, that's all made possible because of the gospel or the good news that Jesus shares. See, Mary wouldn't have been able to sit at the feet of Jesus and listen if Jesus had not been sharing this gospel. And so, as you go forward and you listen to other people's stories, as you live out the gospel in your life, remember that all of that is possible because the gospel was first shared with a woman sitting at Jesus' feet.